This is 1A. I'm Jen White. And this was the scene yesterday afternoon at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Delegates and alternates, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to announce that Senator J.D. Vance has the overwhelming support of this convention to be the next Vice President of the United States.
Earlier on Monday, former president and now the official GOP presidential nominee, Donald Trump, announced on Truth Social that Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be his running mate. Who is Vance, and how might the Trump-Vance ticket influence voters come November? Joining us from the RNC is Laura Davison, politics editor at Bloomberg News. Laura, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So what do we know about Ohio Senator J.D. Vance?
So he is a relative newcomer to politics. He's young. He's only 39 years old. He got his, his claim to fame is he wrote this best-selling book called Hillbilly Elegy. And this is a book that people really flocked to in 2016 after the election of Donald Trump. And this really walks through and kind of explains a lot of the economic pain and that people were feeling in Ohio and other parts of Appalachia. And this is something that kind of helped open a lot of people's eyes to this. At the time, he was actually quite a Trump critic. He has said some very harsh things about Trump, even likening him to Hitler or an opiate to the masses. But he's had really a political conversion over the past 8 years and has really molded himself in the form of Trump. He has a very populist worldview. He does not want to be involved in foreign wars. He likes things that Trump really likes, like tariffs. But he's been, and then 2 years ago, he was elected to the Senate, where he's taken some interesting stances. He while is very pro-Trump and very conservative, he's also teamed up with Elizabeth Warren, for example, on different bills going after big tech. So he doesn't fit squarely into the box of the Republican Party that we might have known 10 years ago. He's really sort of the mold of where the Republican Party is going, and that's what Trump is showing in picking Vance as his vice presidential pick.
Well, and how is the GOP positioning him as a qualified person to potentially be second in command?
So this is something that has come up a lot. After the aftermath of Saturday's shooting really was a grave reminder of just how much a vice presidential pick matters and that this person, could become president at any time. But they're pointing to, he has he's a sort of a man of the people. He's a loyal foot soldier for Trump. And they're, pointing to his military experience as well as his law degree from Yale, showing that he has a lot of life experience in different fields. Even though he is, a millennial, the first millennial to be on a presidential ticket.
So as you said, J.D. Vance has openly criticized Trump in the past, and he was pressed about his comments in an interview with Fox News host Bret Baier just last month.
You've said, I'm a never Trump guy, never liked him, terrible candidate, idiot if you voted for him, might be America's Hitler, might be a cynical a-hole, cultural heroine, noxious and reprehensible. Those are things that the left is going to come after you. And they're probably going to be put in ads should you be chosen as the VP pick. How do you deal with them now?
Yeah, well, I think the simple answer is you've got to respect the American people enough to just level with them. Look, I was wrong about Donald Trump. I didn't think he was going to be a good president, Brett. He was a great president. And it's one of the reasons why I'm working so hard to make sure he gets a second term.
Laura, explain a bit more about how Vance is being positioned in light of this record of comments he's made about the former president.
So one thing that's important to know about how Trump views loyalty is what he doesn't like is when people are in his camp and then, do something that he, either real or perceived that breaks with him. That is, that is basically, in the falling out with Mike Pence, his first running mate after January 6th. Pence didn't do what Trump thought he should do in terms of, interrupting the certifying of the election. And so now Trump views him as a traitor. When it goes the other way, when someone is not a fan of Trump and then converts and becomes a supporter of Trump, that is something that Trump actually really likes and sees as a sign of his power, a sign of his influence. And so that's why, even though Vance has this history and there are loads of video clips out there that Democrats will certainly use in advertisements against Trump, Trump sees this as, look, I was able to pull people into my corner versus repel them away.
We're talking to Laura Davison, politics editor at Bloomberg News. She joins us from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Now, Laura, Vance is expected to speak at the convention tomorrow. Any idea of what he's planning to say?
We don't. And there's been a last-minute switch-up from a lot of people on their speeches on what they're planning to say. You know, we know that Vance didn't have much warning that he would be would be chosen as the running mate. You know, this really all came to a head within a matter of hours yesterday. So he's likely working on that right now. There's been a push for people to focus more on unity versus, attacking Democrats. We saw a mixed bag of that yesterday, the first night of speeches. Trump has said he himself has rewritten his own speech in light of the shooting to call more for unity versus attacking Biden. We'll see how that plays out, when people actually get to the stage. It's been a interesting on the ground here, just noting how much the shooting hasn't factored into just the mood and how people are feeling and even what's discussed.
Well, let's turn to another clip. In May, CNN's Dana Bash asked Vance if he'd accept the result of the upcoming 2024 election.
I totally plan to accept the results of 2024. I think that Donald Trump will be the victory. And if it's a free and fair election, Dana, I think every Republican will enthusiastically accept the results. And again, I think those results will show that Donald Trump has been elected president, been reelected president. I think that this question, though, it's interesting, Dana, because we have to be willing, as Democrats did in 2000, as Democrats have done in the past, and certainly as Republicans did in 2020, is if you think there were problems, you have to be willing to pursue those problems and try to prosecute your case. And certainly, if we have a free and fair election, I'll accept the results.
Even if Joe Biden wins?
Sure. If it's a free and fair election, I will accept the results, Dana, whoever wins.
And we should just again know that there's no evidence of widespread election fraud in the 2020 election. Lauren, explain some of the subtext we're hearing there.
So what you hear from Republicans across the board is they keep using that phrase that Vance used several times, free and fair elections. And this is a little bit of a warning sign here that Republicans aren't preparing to necessarily accept the results. We saw back in 2020 that there were lots of challenges in swing states. There were recounts, there were calls to do audits of these. And in every single case, it showed that the original results as reported on election night or shortly thereafter stood. However, this is something that Republicans have already signaled that they are hiring a bunch of lawyers. They are getting a bunch of volunteers to really make a big push after the 2024 election if there are results that they don't think are right. So I think we are in for a very long period of conflict and tension, hopefully just legally or dealing with that, post-November this year.
And again, what do you make of Vance's comments now within the context that he's the official VP nominee?
This is one thing that Trump was looking for in making his selection. Is he wanted someone who he knew would back him up, in his view about election fraud, which I will say is, not there is no evidence supporting his views on this. So it is clear that this is now the worldview of the Republican Party, and this is the message they want to send. There's still a division among Republicans about how to vote. The Republican Party apparatus is pushing, saying, hey, we should encourage people to vote early, to vote by mail, to vote in all these ways, much as Democrats did in 2020 and has really become very popular in many states. Trump, however, doesn't like these things. He says that they're, that really the only way is to vote in person on election day. Otherwise, the election's not fair, which we know, there is no evidence that voting early or voting by mail is fraudulent.
Let's turn to today's theme at the convention. It's Make America Safe Once Again. What's the thinking behind that theme? What do you expect to hear?
So tonight will be all about the border. It will be about crime. It will be about immigration. This is really the red meat issue for Trump. It has been his core issue for 8 years, 9 years since he really came onto the political scene. He's gotten a new resonance with this issue. We know from polling across the board that this is the number two issue for most voters. It's the economy number one, and then in second place is immigration. So expect to hear from a lot of folks on this issue. There will be one voice that will be different than some of the others here as we anticipate Nikki Haley will be speaking tonight. She, of course, challenged Trump in the primary. She was the last challenger to stay in. Didn't really come close at all to winning the nomination. But she and Trump have had some bad blood in recent months. But after the shooting, Trump called her and asked her to come speak. So that will be a different voice, and we'll see what she has to say.
Well, Wednesday's theme is Make America Strong Once Again. What are you watching for as the convention continues forward?
So that will be the night that will be Vance's big debut. That's the night he will speak. It will really be a wind-up to Trump, who has his speech on Thursday evening. In years past, Trump has had a very, very dark message. America is in decline. He's indicated that he was maybe taking a softer tone this time. He even referenced that previous versions of the speech would have been a humdinger or, one of the greatest political speeches of all time and going after Democrats very harshly. He said he scaled that back, but this is Trump is at his rallies, at his events, he always ends with this very dark message of there's a line he repeats, our nation is a nation in decline, and that is what is really rallying his voters.
Well, that's Laura Davison, politics editor at Bloomberg News. She joined us from the Republican National Convention. Laura, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Just ahead, Rochelle Bergstein joins us to discuss her new book on the life and legacy of young adult fiction author Judy Blume. This is 1A.